From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi officials say a truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood in Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people. Dozens were wounded when a refrigerated truck packed with explosives was detonated at a market in Sadr City. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Only one in three Americans approves of President Barack Obama's handling of the international agreement to restrain Iran's nuclear program, according to a new Gallup survey. The pollster questioned more than 1,000 people in the last few days and said Thursday 55% disapprove of Mr. Obama's handling of Iran policy, 33% approve of it. The finding is similar to that of another pollster, Quinnipiac University, which showed recently that Americans oppose the internationally brokered Iran deal by a 2-to-1 margin. The death toll from a series of explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in China Wednesday has risen to 50. Chinese state media say 700 people were injured. 71 of them are in serious condition. The Nigerian military says it is implementing new measures against Boko Haram. The announcement follows an order by President Muhammadu Buhari Thursday for the military to defeat the Islamist militant group within the next 3 months. The U.S. flag will be raised Friday in Cuba for the first time since 1961. Cuba and the United States have diplomatic relations, and Secretary of State John Kerry will raise the flag over the U.S. Embassy in Havana. Officials in Pakistan and Afghanistan held high-level meetings Thursday, attempting to ease tensions. The meeting follows a series of terrorist attacks in Kabul that have killed scores of people. This is VOA News.